When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Crazy day in the NFL yesterday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're on your smart speakers. If you say play ESPN, we pop up. By the way, download the app. One app, one tap. You know how that is. Download the podcast.
One app, one tap, baby.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is returning to the Green Bay Packers after all of that. It's Russell Wilson who's being dealt to the dealt to the Denver Broncos from the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the best
what happens if he fails the physical?
Let's assume everyone passes their physical. I got to tell you the best.
Oh, did he
on this just in 2 p.m. Eastern okay. ESPN. The best kind of days, because it's like a breaking news show, the best kind of days are when you work for hours, you're writing scripts, editing, getting stuff together, and then at the last second, you throw it all away and you got to ad-lib the whole show. Those are actually the best days. It means stuff is happening. And we thought we had, oh my God, this Aaron Rodgers news, da-da-da-da. And then the Russell Wilson things breaks. It knocked Aaron Rodgers off the A block. It was all Russell Wilson. But it does lead to the question, guys. Key, let me start with you. What was the bigger deal from yesterday? Is it Rodgers staying put or Russell Wilson going from Seattle to Denver?
I would think it's Russell going from Seattle to Denver. Rodgers staying put. I mean, I kind of forecast the whole time that Rodgers was probably going to wind up staying. So I was like, oh, you know, it's like one of those deals. It's like, oh, okay. He was going back the whole time. He didn't move. Russell Wilson, on the other hand, was out of left field. It was like, huh? Is this one of those – fake little email thingies that people put out, or, you know, is it a fake post? No, it's actually real. They just moved him. That was a big deal because clearly the Denver Broncos felt like they are a big-time quarterback away from making a run at a Super Bowl, because you don't give up what you gave up to go to a playoff game. That's not what the Rams did. They gave up what they gave up to do what? Cash in the Super Bowl. That's why they acquired Matthew Stafford. The Denver Broncos have essentially done the same thing by acquiring Russell Wilson to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the way you say it, it makes so much sense in retrospect. Broncos were swinging for the fences. They miss on Rodgers. So, of course, Russell Wilson's the next best guy available. Although Adam Schefter told me yesterday on this just in, no, they were working on Russell Wilson for weeks. So he wasn't a contingency plan. Okay. Meantime, I think we were all thinking Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh, Washington, right? So it's like, oh, no, yeah, duh, of course. He goes, they whip, you know, Broncos looking for a quarterback. Jay, what's the bigger deal? Rodgers returning to the Packers, now the NFC North, it seems locked up for them, right? Or Russell Wilson switching teams?
Well, I feel like the Russell Wilson was definitely sneaky big news. It just came out of nowhere. You're like, oh, even though Key put it into context and it makes sense. But it's Aaron Rodgers, because we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers every damn day, trying to find what does it mean? Did him and his fiance actually break up? Did they not break up? What do you mean by his words? Like, just, I mean, the immunization, every single piece of it. And it was almost like the torch of attention was taken back from Aaron Rodgers yesterday. So that announcement comes out, and then all of a sudden Russell Wilson's like, okay, well, now this is happening with Russell Wilson. And then Aaron's like, well, wait a second. That's inaccurate information. Like, so, like, even his tweet.
Y'all funny, man. Well, I don't think he.
I'm not saying he thinks of it that way. I'm just saying.
I think of it that way.
Yeah, no, Max does, though.
Yeah. Sure.
Max is like,
I could be wrong. Wait a minute. I could be wrong, but this is the way my brain's working. Like, what, am I going to apologize? Maybe I'm
wrong.
Just,
you could be right.
That is the definition of germ spreading. What Max
he is
did.
Filthy. Is like, we seriously.
Every day. Stop
guys,
it.
Evan, what were you thinking? Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Evan,
the biggest
when you saw
all.
Aaron Rodgers' tweet when Russell Wilson was getting all the attention, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
It's Somebody's got to get better sources.
Y'all are unbelievable, though, Max. You're like the dirtiest, filthiest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it makes that.
Yeah, you act
as
like
soon
it
as,
it. Yeah, you act like
so
I'm
I guess
ashamed.
When Aaron Rodgers gets his new contract, whenever that happens, then Russell Wilson's going to say, or if Russell Wilson gets a new deal before Aaron Rodgers, I guess he's going to have to try to one-up him again,
Key,
huh?
Key,
like,
are
stop!
You, Key, are you telling me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't like the drama?
Are no, that's not what I'm saying. Okay. All I'm saying is Max is created this theory.
Yeah, connecting dots.
That Aaron Rodgers saw Russell Wilson's trade be Trump his going back to Green Bay, so therefore he doubled down and essentially sent out a tweet to kind of cover up Russell Wilson. It's just like, come on, man.
If you look up at the night sky, someone can point out a constellation to you. And you're like, well, I mean, I could connect a lot of different stars. You happen to be connecting those, right? I'm connecting certain dots. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there isn't. That's what, but look, I'll say this about
competing
about
for headlines.
What's a bigger deal? If it's hard, you know, it's a counterfactual is like a scenario where you're imagining something but that never happened. What would have happened, right? It is hard to prove a counterfactual. And so Rodgers going back to Green Bay feels like, well, nothing really happened. But in fact, he did have a choice, right? Like, he could have forced their hand, made him trade them and all that stuff, or threatened retirement. Russell Wilson, something big happened here. And what happened is Seattle is going into rebuild. And in the meantime, Jay, the Broncos, whether or not this makes them Super Bowl favorites or whatever, the Broncos now have a serious quarterback in a serious quarterback conference.
You know what else was
or division.
Sneaky big news yesterday that we haven't talked about yet in the show? Did you happen to see the tweet that Von Miller put out? I kind of want that old thing back, 5280. Okay, best number of feet in the Mile High City. Like, could that be a possible comeback to Denver, help out the defense even more?
Know what I call that, Key? I call that the old Aroldis Chapman, left-handed flamethrower. The Yankees had him on the team. They traded him to the Cubs. He helped the Cubs. He was on the mound to save Game 7 of the World Series. Cubs win the World Series. First time in 100 years, right? But then he was a free agent. And the Yankees got a haul for him when they traded him to the Cubs. Cubs got what they wanted, a championship. Soon as free agency hit, Chapman signed back with the Yankees, right? So it was like a little rental. Same thing maybe with Von Miller. Von Miller, Super Bowl champion. They want him in L.A. because they helped him win him a title. He did. He helped him win a title. Now he's a free agent. Might wind up back with the Broncos.
Nah, see, somebody just texted me a little while ago and said he's staying in L.A. He's just playing for the money. It's a subtle threat.
Mm.
Kind of put it out there so that the Rams can come up with even more money. That's all that
still
is.
Still like the strategy, though.
Yeah.
Still add.
Yeah, no, the strategy
way,
is cool.
Chapman didn't close out
cool.
the game, right? He was on the mound in the ninth inning, but didn't close out the game. Went to extra innings. I forgot.
It's going to be fascinating to see. Yeah, I know you said that the Seattle Seahawks are in a rebuild. I don't think they're in a rebuild because the only person they got rid of is Bobby Wagner, who may sign back with them. His numbers were just so big in the end, they may bring him back, and they got rid of Russell Wilson. And there are going to be quarterbacks that I'm sure are going to be available that they're going to sniff around, that they feel like they can do what they want to do, which is run. Here I go again, Max. Run the football and play defense. What did they do 2 years ago in the second half of the season? They took the football out of Russell Wilson's hands when he was on an amazing streak for the first half of the season. They said, you know what? This isn't going to get us the way we want to go. They started running the football and playing defense.
Interesting, Key.
They led the league in rushing.
I wonder how many quarterbacks, and maybe that's actually the definition of an elite quarterback or a first bucket quarterback, guys who you can win a Super Bowl dropping them back a million times a game. You don't need the defense. I mean, obviously it's good to be able to run the ball and play defense, but it's not like Matthew Stafford just needs to make two or three plays a game. Russell Wilson, you know. Who are the guys, the handful of guys, who you're like, yup, you can win a Super Bowl doing that. That guy drops back consistently. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick Mahomes,
right? I mean, of course, defense and running game always helps. But, like, who are those guys?
But think about it, though,
and Russell Wilson's not one of those guys, you're saying.
Tom Brady didn't drop back a million times when he won the Super Bowl in Tampa. When he dropped back a million times and had 500 and some yards in New England, they lost.
But, Key, are you saying there's no such thing as a quarterback who can do that?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the philosophies when you get into the playoffs mm-hmm. is less
yeah.
equals more.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's everybody, always Belichick is like, let the other team beat themselves. Don't make mistakes.
Everybody thinks that you look at when you're bored one day, look on your phone and just look at all the Super Bowl quarterback MVPs and look at their statistics. Look at what they don't have the eye popping big time numbers like those numbers we saw in the divisional game with Buffalo and
in
Kansas City.
Right.
Those dudes wasn't gonna do that in the Super Bowl. If they would have made it, they weren't gonna do that.
Tom Brady threw for 500 yards and lost that Super Bowl.
Exactly.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Exactly. Patrick Mahomes threw for 200 and something yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think that's because if your quarterback is throwing for 500 yards, it means he's compensating for like fundamentally your team can't do some other thing. Like that's a whole other conversation.
I'm just telling you, look at the numbers of the guys that won the Super Bowls. They're not pass happy teams like that.
Yep, tend not to be. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Speaking of Super Bowls, Brandon Stokely is with us now, co-host of Stokely and Zach on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pull up your pants.
Brandon, what was the reaction in Denver yesterday afternoon to the Russell Wilson trade?
Well, like you can imagine, I mean, the day started off and it was depressing. The Aaron Rodgers news dropped and a lot of Broncos fans had pinned their hopes that Aaron Rodgers would be here and we would fix our quarterback issues that we've been having since Peyton Manning left here in Denver. And that obviously wasn't going to happen. And it depressed and down and upset. And then all of a sudden, within a couple minutes of us talking about how depressed everything was and what an awful day it was for the Denver Broncos, the Russell Wilson news dropped and it just totally flipped. And this place is going nuts right now. You know, it's been a long time since Broncos fans have had a quarterback. And I think they were spoiled for a while. When you had John Elway, you had a little bit of a stint. You had Jay Cutler and Jake Plummer, some good quarterback play. And then all of a sudden you get Peyton Manning. And I think they realize how hard it is to find one and to get one. And now we got one here in Denver, and it's going to be fun. It's exciting. And so it's just total 360 within a few minutes.
Brandon, I don't want to do this to the Denver Broncos fans, and they probably hate me for this after this. But I don't know, man, I don't know if Russell Wilson is the answer to get them to the Super Bowl. He may not even be the answer to getting them into the playoffs, which finished fourth in the division a year ago. And so I had Mark Slareth on our show a couple weeks ago, and you know Stink. Stink's very dialed in the Denver Broncos, much like you are. And this conversation had nothing to do with Russell Wilson. It was all about Aaron Rodgers, and he felt like me that the Denver Broncos are not a Aaron Rodgers away from going to the Super Bowl. So why would we think that they are a Russell Wilson quarterback away from going to the Super Bowl to give up all that to get a guy to finish third or fourth within that division, given the fact that you got all those other great quarterbacks?
Key, I'll tell you this. You know, when you're thirsty, like the Broncos are thirsty for a quarterback, you know, you don't really ask, you know, is it Dasani, is it Aquafina, is it Fiji? I mean, you got water, man. We've been so thirsty around here for good quarterback play. I mean, you see it anytime the Broncos are on primetime games, which is very, very rare these days. You know, they went from max games to like the bare minimum games this year. You see the quarterback carousel. You see, you know, more quarterbacks starting since 2016 than any other football team. And if you don't have a competent quarterback, and Russell Wilson certainly much more than a competent quarterback, you don't have a chance week in and week out. Now, you might get lucky for a couple weeks in a row, but to really have a chance, you've got to have an upper echelon quarterback, and that's who Russell Wilson is. You know, I don't know exactly where he is on the totem pole, and when you're playing in the AFC West, when you're playing with Mahomes, Herbert, and Derek Carr, you better have one of those types of guys, and that's what he provides for the Denver Broncos. Now, I don't know, you know, are they going to be a Super Bowl team? Are they going to be able to knock off Kansas City? I don't know about all that stuff, but I do know that week in and week out, you give yourself a chance and you feel good about looking at your quarterback position and saying, we got a chance to go up to Kansas City and beat them because, you know, we got Russell Wilson. We got a chance to go, you know, into Buffalo and go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and the Bills. It didn't have that the past few years, and that's what Russell Wilson provides.
Former NFL wide receiver and two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, co-host of Stokely and Zach on 104.3 The Fan in Denver, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Brandon, I do have to ask you, what else do the Broncos need? Like, if that quarterback, like Key says, Russell Wilson doesn't get you all the way there, what does get you there?
I mean, that's a great question. I think when you look at them offensively, they got talent. And that's the other thing I'm excited about is finally seeing a Jerry Jeudy who was drafted, I think, 15 overall 2 years ago. He didn't catch a touchdown last year. Now, he was hurt. He was injured. But you watch this guy run routes. You watch this guy get separation. I mean, he is special when it comes to those things. And I'm looking forward to seeing him take that huge step forward. A guy like Cortland Sutton, who was injured over a year ago and came back last year. Tim Patrick, Javonte Williams, the running game. So I think he makes those guys' games elevate to a whole nother level. And defensively, you know, he takes pressure off of those guys on that side of the football. And I also think for Broncos, what he does provide, too, is – you know, a place where free agents look at the Denver Broncos now is not a flyover city like they have the last few years, but it's a destination place where you want to try to finish your career with Russell Wilson. We saw Von Miller a day and a half ago before the news dropped talking about coming back to Denver. Now, you think that was a coincidence? No. No, he knew that Russell was coming, and he wants to be back and be a part of this party here in Denver. So I think it also attracts some free agents that have choices or that maybe at the end of their career that want to finish up and try to, you know, finish on a high note and possibly win a championship.
So Russell Wilson, talking to Brandon Stokely right now, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Russell Wilson, at a certain point in his career, and Key's been talking about this a lot, you know, it was run the ball, play defense, they win the Super Bowl. And then famously, they don't give it to Beastquake, right, because
right.
They don't give it to Marshawn Lynch because Russell Wilson needs to be the star because he signed the big deal and the defense kind of went away. Now he's going to Nathaniel Hackett, Aaron Rodgers' OC, and presumably in a pass-happy offense, and he's going to get what he wished for. Is there some danger? Like, is there some, hey, careful what you wish for here? Like, is there any talk so far in Denver about can Russell Wilson do that?
Well, not yet. I certainly was thinking that a little bit yesterday. My partner got me off, wouldn't let me go down that road just yet because, you know, we're just optimistic about it. But certainly, you know, look, halfway through the season in 2020, I mean, he was leading the MVP candidate race. I mean, he was at the top of the list. And all the talk was he hasn't received one vote ever for an MVP to win the MVP, which was I couldn't believe it at the time. And then he kind of fell off. And he wasn't even in the running at the end of the year. Like, what happened there? And then this year with the injury, it just wasn't the same. What's going on? So it's a fair question. It's certainly a fair question, and we'll see how it plays out. I know here in Denver, though, you know, they're excited about watching fun offensive football, watching an exciting team. I mean, it's been so bad around here, so boring. You know, not only they've been a bad team, they've been a boring team, boring offense. And that's not fun in 2021 to watch a boring offense when you got talent out there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Now, we'll see what Russell Wilson looks like. But, man, when you've been going through the quarterbacks that the Denver Broncos have gone through since 2016, you look at Russell Wilson and, man, that is the cream of the cream, and you couldn't be more excited right now to have him come to town.
Brandon, I like fun. I love exciting. I love big-time quarterback play. I think the Mile High City deserves that. With all that being said, though, what are realistic expectations for this upcoming season?
Playoffs for sure. I mean, that's where the bar is at, is to make the playoffs, and that's where it's gone. You know, expectations have risen. Pressure has risen when it comes to Nathaniel Hackett. You have a quarterback now. You've got to deliver. And that's just the way it goes now. So you got to make it in the playoffs. And then, you know, anything can happen. We saw it with Cincy this year. I'm not going to go out and say Super Bowl. You got to win a Super Bowl, those types of things. I think that's a little bit ridiculous right now. But certainly you got to make the playoffs. That's the bare minimum.
You know, Brandon, you're talking to a couple Giant fans and Jay Will. along with Max Kellerman. And I thought both of those guys would have gotten when I said pull up your pants, considering you dropped your pants in the Super Bowl beating up on the Giants when you were with the Ravens. Do y'all remember that? You remember that, Max?
I blocked that whole Super Bowl out of my memory. Such a butt-whipping. That's the only time the Giants got destroyed in the Super Bowl.
Brandon, I feel like this interview is going very well until that.
I'm glad Max said butt whooping because that's exactly what y'all was looking at, his butt from behind.
Oh, wow.
All right, Brandon Stokely. Thanks for nothing, Brandon Stokely. All right, Brandon Stokely, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
thanks,
be good,
appreciate
man.
Y'all.
Appreciate all righty. You.
Appreciate y'all. All right, appreciate y'all take you. Care.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
The Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks have agreed to a trade that will send Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos in exchange for a package of picks and players that'll be one of the largest in NFL history.
We knew Russell was a little dissatisfied last year with what was going on in Seattle.
Russell Wilson gets a fresh start in Denver. The Seattle Seahawks get all these picks and players to start to rebuild.
Denver, not a lot of luck drafting and developing quarterbacks, but they bring in some veterans from time to time and make runs.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by someone from that Russell Wilson draft class. Andrew Luck went first, and this gentleman went second. It is Robert Griffin, the third. What's going up? What's going on? I said, what's going up?
What's going up, baby?
What's going up? That's a new one. I just invented a new one. From now on, what's going on, RG3?
Hey, what's up, guys? And what's going up?
What's going up?
The Broncos fans' energy. They're excited right now after getting Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson.
Should they be? Should they be excited?
Keyshawn, I think they should, right? I heard Max talking about the Broncos. Really, they don't develop guys. They don't draft and develop. And it's really true to their franchise history. Four of their top five passers in franchise history have been acquired via trade. John Elway via trade. Jake Plummer. Peyton Manning, Craig Morton, all these guys were acquired via trade, and now they get Russell Wilson. And I know, you know, George Payton, head coach Nathaniel Hackett, and offensive coordinator Justin Hodden are all thinking, we need to make sure Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl when it's all said and done here in Denver. At least one.
RG3, I heard you were stirring up quite the storm with your thoughts on Russell Wilson, so I have to ask you to give you the floor. Is Russell Wilson already a Hall of Famer?
Oh, 100%. He's a Hall of Famer. Listen, he comes in after 10 years in the league. And this is the guy that was in my same draft class. So I have a lot of respect for Russell and have met him and talked to him on numerous occasions. But he's got the most wins in the first 10 years of any quarterback in NFL history. He's got the second most touchdown passes in the first 10 years of any quarterback in NFL history. And he's got the most Pro Bowl selection. So I think his legacy is already – solidified as a Hall of Famer. But what he's now trying to do is go pull a Brady, like Brady did in Tampa, right? He won six in New England, went to Tampa. The year before he was there, Tampa had Jameis Winston, no Super Bowl. Next year, they're hoisting the Lombardi. The Rams tried it, did the same thing, replaced Goff with Stafford. They won it. So now Russell's trying to do the same thing with a young, loaded, and talented roster that the Broncos have and a good, really good defense, borderline great defense, not in every category, but third in points allowed. And now he's trying to do the same thing. Can we get the same storyline for 3 years in a row? That would be absolutely incredible.
Is he the quarterback? Because when I look at it, right, you talk about a loaded team with young talent. Jerry Jeudy hasn't lived up to the billing as a first-round pick at the wide receiver spot. Sutton's just been there coming off an ACL, so he's still – the jury's still out on him. The running game isn't as strong. The defense is okay. I think the defense is made more of because Vic Fangio was a defensive-minded coach, so people wanted to boost up that defense. But I had Mark Slareth on our show a couple weeks ago, Robert, and Mark Slareth, who's dialed into the Denver, you know, the Denver situation pretty good, didn't believe Aaron Rodgers was a Super Bowl quarterback away from taking the Denver Broncos to the Super Bowl. So how could Russell Wilson be that guy, knowing that they gave up so much? And you mentioned Stafford and Tom Brady gave up so much to go get a guy to do that.
Yeah, Keyshawn, I mean, you make very valid points there. The first thing I have to say is the defense is more than solid. Right, I said they're third in points allowed. They're third in red zone touchdown percentage allowed, sixth in passer rating, eighth in yards allowed. The one thing that they struggled a little bit with was stopping the run, but they're middle of the pack at 15. So this defense has playmakers all over it, right? Bradley Chubb, if he can get healthy, hey, maybe they even bring back Von Miller. But when you talk about Russell and the comparison between him and Aaron Rodgers, one, Russell's younger, so they're going to have more time with him to kind of build this team out over the next 4 or 5 years. If the relationship lasts that long. With Aaron, he probably has max 3 to 4 years left in him to play unless he becomes Tom Brady out of nowhere and plays until he's 44, 45 years old. But Russell has his detractors, right? There's some people out there that say when you let Russ cook, he's going to burn the food. And he has to go out there and prove now that he is the reason for them being able to win. When you talk about Jerry Jeudy, he's a guy that is a stretch-the-field type of player, great route runner. He's had some issues with drops, but now he's got a quarterback in Russell Wilson who, in that thin air up there in Denver, is going to be throwing some of the prettiest moon balls we've ever seen. So I think these guys are going to be excited to play with him because he's going to challenge them to get down the field and make plays, give them opportunities. And then he's also got that X factor of his legs, which he doesn't use very often, but he uses it in a meticulous way to make sure that he keeps the defense off balance. And I think that's the added element that he brings. It's a little bit of youth, excitement, and he wants to be there. He's not torn between there and Seattle. He wanted out from the jump.
Robert Griffin III with us, Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. RG3, a friend of mine, young Isaac Wolf, brought this to my attention, that, you know, we look at Rodgers in Green Bay and think it's an easier road than the AFC West, right? Because, oh my God, you're swimming with quarterback sharks in that division. We're going to get to Rodgers in a second. Russell Wilson takes the plunge from the NFC West to the AFC West. But the difference between the NFC West and the AFC West, yeah, maybe he's facing even better quarterbacks now, but he's the only one with a real defense, right? Like, those defenses in the AFC West are not those NFC West defenses.
Yeah. You know, Max, you make a great point because a lot of people are talking about this, the AFC West, and it's going to be the most interesting division in football. You know, let's not even make any ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the division that Russell Wilson just left, right, the 49ers literally maul people. The Rams just won the Super Bowl, and the Cardinals were the best team in football for the first 12 weeks of the season. So I don't think Russell's really afraid of competition. He takes that plunge, but he's also got that elite mindset, right? He believes he's Mr. Unlimited. He has that elite mindset that he knows it doesn't matter who I have to go through, right? He beat Drew Brees, Colin Kaepernick, and Peyton Manning on his way to get the Super Bowl that he has right now. So what's going to stop him
from going through the gauntlet of quarterbacks. Let's go ahead and name them. He's got to, in his own division, right, the AFC West, he's got to go through Patrick Mahomes. He's got to go through Derek Carr. He's got to go through Justin Herbert just to get to Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Oof. So, I mean, it's a gauntlet. Don't get me wrong. It's a tough road. But he believes that this roster and this coaching staff in Denver is the one that's going to take him, or he's going to be able to take them to the next level.
It helps when you're the only team in the division with a defense. What about Aaron Rodgers? Who's more likely to make the Super Bowl now between the Packers and the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about recent history, right, history likes to repeat itself. So over the last two seasons, we've had teams go get a quarterback that we felt was the missing piece for them in Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, and they won it all. So it would be an amazing storyline for Russell Wilson to do the same thing with the Denver Broncos. But the bottom line is, you know, it's just a tough ask. So the answer to all the questions, right, who's most likely to win Super Bowl? Who's most likely to win MVP? It's all Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They just have to figure out how to stay healthy in the championship rounds of the season, right? Week 16, 17, 18, into the playoffs, because they have the recipe down to go to the NFC Championship game and lose. They've done that. They've won 13 games 3 years in a row. So I just feel like the Broncos, there's a lot of excitement with them right now, and rightfully so. They just got Russell Wilson. They should be excited, but they still have to figure out the recipe, right? The recipe to figure out how to make their dreams a reality, whereas the Packers already know. They know they're good. They know they're great. They just have to play great when it matters the most.
RG3, the Green Bay Packers, over the last couple of years, they've gone through a lot of drama, right? Starting with the Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love drama. They decided they were going to take a quarterback in the first round when Aaron Rodgers clearly was still capable of playing in the National Football League. Now he's just been sitting on the bench rotten basically for the last 2 years, and it seems like it's going to be three now. What should they do with Jordan Love? Should they just trade him and let him go somewhere so he could try to start his career?
Oh, man, Key. He's the biggest loser, right? The biggest loser out of all this is Jordan Love. 2 years ago, he was the future, right? The Packers probably figured Rodgers would either be retired by now or regressing dramatically. But that's not what happened, right? He won multiple, he was back-to-back MVPs. They've been winning games left and right and going on playoff runs. So for Jordan Love, I just hope the Packers can find a trade partner for him either during or after the draft. Because if they really pursue a trade aggressively right now, they're going to devalue him to everybody. And he's a first-round pick. So if you get anything less than a first-round pick for him, everybody's going to look at it as a loss. The worst-case scenario for the Packers is they keep him on board, he continues to learn from Rodgers, and they have a first-round backup. But it's a win-win for the Packers. It is not a win-win for Jordan Love. He needs an opportunity to go get the reps, learn through playing, and really solidify, or I say, you know, back up everyone that was raving about his arm talent, his athleticism, and his potential to be a Patrick Mahomes-type player. We haven't seen it yet, but I don't think that means we'll never see it from Jordan Love. He just needs an op.
That is the great Robert Griffin III. Ladies and gentlemen, always good hearing from you. Robert, appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you guys. God all bless. Right,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Guys, Kyrie Irving didn't just score 50 points, which is a season high for the Nets. He's the fifth player since the shot clock era, so modern NBA history, with multiple games of 50 points on 75% field goal shooting from the... I mean, like...
What?
The only other guy who's primarily a guard who's done that is who? Who do you think it is, guys?
MJ.
Right!
Magic Johnson.
No.
Magic Johnson.
But by the way, Magic is like a point guard forward can jump at center guy. Kyrie's 6 feet tall. Like, you're on a list with MJ. His skills, Jay, it's absurd. Here's Kevin Durant on the game.
I've been saying it. It's pure. Everything he does is pure. It looks so easy tonight. I look up, he got 10 points, and it felt like he only took two shots, you know, the first quarter. And I told Seth, I'm like, damn, I didn't know he had it cooking like that. And I seen it in his eyes to start the game. You know, he was, he wanted to play better last game, you know, so he came out here tonight and wanted to impact the game from the start.
I mean, we get into this conversation all the time. That's the game's maybe purest score ever in the history of the NBA.
KD.
He's
pure.
In that conversation with MJ, right?
No, he's purest.
I think
he's
more pure than MJ. Calling Kyrie's skill set so pure. I mean, that's special within itself. This is what makes Kyrie Irving so different. And that's why, Key, I think the upside, the ceiling for the Nets is so different than that for the Lakers, because I feel like I know what Russell Westbrook is. He's not this bad, but I know what that is, right? And I know that piece doesn't seem to fit with LeBron James, whereas I look at Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, those pieces fit.
Deadly.
Yeah, no, they do. Look, man, the Westbrook situation is a lost cause at this moment. I mean, I'm willing to surrender to that. There's no question about it. Kyrie Irving is a special talent. It's not lost on any of us. If the Nets have him full time, the Nets are probably going to win the title. What should I call it? World championship title? What should I call it? They're
world
probably going to win the thing.
I mean, best team in the world.
Yeah, best team in the world, whatever. They're going to win it. If he is not there full time,
maybe
they still might win.
They still got half of Kyrie.
I have to tell you what I don't like, though, because we didn't get that part of the sound, because it's right before that. KD said, you know, at 5'10", 5'11", for him to do that. No, he's not 5'10". He's not a 5'11". That's what tall people do. He's 6'1 and a half, 6'2". Stop putting us in the spot.
Damn, Jay,
he gave him a dig. He gave him a dig. Oh, he gave him the Keyshawn.
No, I didn't know he was calling me, Jay.
That's why I had to defend it.
What's our level of concern? 0, 50, or to the max?
Turned up to the max.
This is 0 to the max.
Oh, we're going to play a little to the max based on the pressure that AFC quarterbacks are under right now. Evan, you want to do this?
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to start and throw a little curveball at you guys. I want to start with an NFC quarterback, though, because I think this has been interesting all morning. Like, Aaron Rodgers, where's he? 0-50 to the max? Let's start there. Key?
Aaron Rodgers is to the max. He's certainly to the max. I think that if Aaron Rodgers does anything this year, it better be win a Super Bowl. Anything short of that, I don't want to hear anything, because Aaron Rodgers has given us a lot to cover over the last year and a half, and he hasn't given us a Super Bowl.
How is that different than any other year that we covered Aaron Rodgers? It's always to the max with Aaron Rodgers. It was to the max this past year, the year before that, when they got to the AFC Championship. We're always going to talk about what if Aaron Rodgers gets two Super Bowls.
I disagree for this reason, Jay. I think for a bunch of years it was obvious the Packers weren't good enough, and the only reason they were among the preseason favorites is because Rodgers was the quarterback. He was, like, compensating for things on the team. But, Jay, then they built a really good team. Now it's like, okay, Rodgers, what do you want to do? Coach takes the ball out of his hand, right? He wants to maybe leave, all that. I think it's to the max differently than it was, say, 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
It's more
now. I disagree with you again, Jay.
Hey,
that's three disagreements.
There's no
only
disagreements
two guys here
on this show. You're having a conversation.
Let's go to Russell Wilson. How much pressure is on Russell Wilson? 0-50 to the max.
I don't really think there's a whole lot of pressure on Russell Wilson because I don't think that Russell Wilson – I don't think that Russell Wilson is a quarterback away from the Denver Broncos going to the Super Bowl. I think they think that's the case. I don't.
I think he thinks that, though.
It's a different situation. He gets an opportunity to do what he wanted to do. They tried it in Seattle, make Russ cook, do all those sort of things, and they realized – we can't win a Super Bowl like this. So they reined him in and start running the football more and playing solid defense. And now he found his way at Denver, but I don't think it's that much pressure on him.
Yeah, I think it's to the max, and here's why. Think about the narrative that RG3 just told us. 2 years ago, Tom Brady leaves the Pats, goes to the Bucks, wins a Super Bowl. Last year, Matthew Stafford gets traded from Detroit, then goes to L.A. and wins a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson now leaves Seattle, goes to Denver. People are starting to position as if they have a fighting chance. I think that automatically gives pressure on Russell Wilson.
I do. I think it's a 50, though, and I'll tell you why, Jay. Remember what you and I were saying earlier, and Key was like, no, it's to the max on Matt Stafford year one. Our contention was, and I believe you and I are on the same page about this, yeah. As long as Matt Stafford wins a Super Bowl while he's in L.A., right, during the course of his career in L.A., that's enough. And Key's point was, yeah, but his best shot is right now. Okay, and he did it. I feel like he has pressure, Russell Wilson, but year one in that division, if you don't win the Super Bowl, we ain't going to kill you. Over the course of his Broncos career, it's to the max. This season, I'll put it at a 50.
Okay.
See, I'll say this at a 50. I didn't give you a number, but here's what I'll say, Buttercup. You got to remember.
Which Buttercup?
Matthew Stafford. Yeah, you. Matthew Stafford was traded to a team that had gone to a Super Bowl with a Super Bowl quarterback. This isn't the case with Russell Wilson. Right. He was traded to a team that had a pack of a carton of cigarettes and a pack of gum as their quarterback. Come on, man.
He was traded to a team that did it with Peyton Manning, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how that was 18
years
ago. Yeah,
but now he's supposed to be the next version of that. Come on, we imported a guy because we couldn't grow our own.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are going to think this one's random, but it's not. Josh Allen, the reason I say that, as part of all these moves yesterday, Buffalo now the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 750, leapfrogging Kansas City. So having known that, where's the pressure meter on Josh Allen? 0-50 or to the max?
I think the pressure meter is not only, Evan, on Josh Allen, it's on Ken Dorsey, as well as the offensive coordinator, because when you think about what Brian Daboll was able to do with Josh Allen, turn his career somewhat around, his first 2 years, people was like, eh. And then all of a sudden, his third and fourth, he hit fire because of Brian Daboll. Ken Dorsey has a lot of pressure along with Josh Allen being not only the Super Bowl favorites, but to repeat and not let New England take the AFC East back.
Yeah, I'll go to the max now. I mean, it's time for Josh Allen with the performance he had in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes, which was an incredible game. Expectation is for the Bills to win a Super Bowl.
I don't know why I'm going 50 exactly. Let me try to explain it. I think we recognize that Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen. And that Josh Allen is playing out of his mind. Like, it feels to me when I watch Josh Allen play, what more can this dude do? He's doing everything. And had he had the ball last, I think they would have won. So, like, I feel like he already proved something, even though they didn't win that game. So, kind of like Russell Wilson, he's got to have to win a Super Bowl in his career. I don't know that it has to be this year.
I like
it. So, I'll say 50.
How about Justin Herbert? 0-50 to the max.
I think it's to the max. Okay, enough. Enough of that. He's young. Enough of that. Okay, he's had successful freshman season, successful sophomore season. He's now in his third year. It's time to do something. As I've always was told, first year, not asking you to do a whole lot. Second year, you need to just kind of show me you can play professional football. The third year, you need to be one of the top guys at your position, getting him into the playoffs, Pro Bowl level. And then that fourth year, taking a giant step. He's in his third year, a lot of pressure. Max.
I'll go 50 just because I know that we like to put a lot of proposed pressure on quarterbacks. Like, it's going to be them that's going to get their team over the hump, especially when their defense is great. But I, once again, go to the argument about the Chargers' defense, and the defense was not great. So I think there are moves that Brandon Staley and company need to make on the defensive side of the ball to help a guy like Justin Herbert get to where he needs to be?
I'm going to go to the max, not to win the Super Bowl, but he must make the playoffs. And pressure is not just about, oh, you need to do something. It's how hard is that to do, right? Like, that intensifies it. When Russell Wilson got traded into the division, after Joe Burrow made the Super Bowl, after Herbert didn't even make the playoffs, Justin Herbert is facing, I think, more pressure than anyone in the league to make the playoffs. And it's going to be really hard to do.
All right, last one real quick. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes are no longer the only quarterback in the division with a Super Bowl title. So how much pressure's on him? 0-50 to the max, Key, quick.
Zero.
I'll say 100 for him every time.
On who?
Patrick Mahomes.
On Mahomes?
It's 100 every year.
No, he ain't got it. No, I'll go zero to pressure to win the Super Bowl. Like, there's always high expectations for him. He's already been to two Super Bowls and won one.
Yeah,
he's got
zero.
A little, you know. No, maybe 50. I'll say 50 because it's Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, he's on a great team. Patrick Mahomes on a great team is always going to be super pressure. How did Russell Wilson end up in Denver? Who's going to replace him in Seattle?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.